Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
What does it mean to reimagine the police? Jack Posobiec, host with One American News Network, joins us now, OANN.com, at Jack Posobiec on Twitter. Thanks for coming on with us, Jack, today. It's good to have you back.
Yeah, and I appreciate to be on, especially with this topic about defunding the police. It's something I heard a lot about when I was out actually undercover covering Chaz. This was a huge topic of conversation out there, and now we see that it's gone from the streets of Seattle and that sort of autonomous zone to some of the biggest names, biggest mainstream names in our country.
Yeah, and you know, I was talking a little bit in the segment leading up to this about how we keep hearing this term community policing. I have a very hard time believing that they're going to be letting, you know, Betty down the street be in charge of community policing the neighborhood. It seems to me that they want to put this idea out of community policing. It makes it feel more tangible and more local, but I have a hard time trusting it's not going to be replaced with a bunch of politically appointed leftists who are going to essentially take away the actual community policing, which is right now we have police officers who are peers who elect to sign up to do this and you know, in partnership with those communities, keep the neighborhoods safe. What does it mean to these folks who continue to say reimagine public safety?
Well, one of the biggest examples of that in terms of the reimagining, something you're seeing that's going on with the coronavirus pandemic right now, is that for low-level offenses, police officers are simply giving out citations for something that would happen on the street that might normally be arrestable offense. It's kind of like when you get a stopping ticket, when you're speeding, you get pulled over. Not you, Andy, of course, never you.
No,
but
I don't drive anywhere.
Someone in general. No. But anyone who might, you don't get arrested for speeding, right? You get a ticket, you pay it later, you get a citation, right? You can fight in court if you so choose.
Yeah.
So the idea of turning certain things into something like that, which I think is something that each community can certainly talk about on an issue-by-issue basis if they'd like to deal with something like that. But the bigger idea of reimagining the police, and this was something that was really on the ground in Chaz that we saw, was this idea that they want to start rolling this out nationwide. They've done this in some cities already, where if you call 911, that the dispatcher would decide, potentially pick and choose, whether or not to send police officers to you, or would they send a mental health professional or a social worker or perhaps just paramedics that would go out. And so really thinking that there's this sort of understanding that they have that if you bring a police officer into any situation, this is the sort of narrative that they're pushing, that if you bring a police officer into a situation, you're only going to exacerbate things and you're only going to escalate. Whereas if you bring someone who doesn't have that police uniform with the tactical equipment that they have with them, that it will be right. This is their premise, and I want to present their argument in full, that you're escalating. And so if you bring someone who's not a police officer, you will de-escalate. Here's the problem with that, is when you're dialing 911, regardless of what situation you're in, any situation that is in an emergency, that's a crisis situation, has the ability to turn on a dime in the flash of a second, in a split second, in an instant. And if you don't have police officers in a situation that potentially is volatile enough for someone to call 911 and then becomes violent, then the question becomes, do these social workers, these mental health experts, have the capability and the training to be able to deal with what comes next?
Jack Posobiec is a host at One America News Network and joining us now. Jack, on this topic of reimagining the police, you know, I'm actually a fan of when people say, well, there's a problem here. Let's try this. I like the idea of experimenting. I don't necessarily think these are the right experiments to be taking. And my bigger concern, though, and this is what I want to know your thoughts on, is do you think at the end of this experiment, if the people leading it will turn around and say, oh, you know what, that failed. Let's go back to something that we know worked. Or is the point of this actually to just create anarchy?
Well, you know, looking back at the situation in Chaz, where I covered, that actually did kind of play out along the lines where you're saying, where the mayor of the city decided to take up this incredibly radical plank and say that she was going to abandon a police force of an entire precinct, the East District of the city of Seattle, one of our major cities in the Pacific Northwest, probably the biggest city in the Pacific Northwest. And this was something that the chief of police, Carmen Best, was completely against from the start. She said it would descend into anarchy. She said it would descend into violence. And that's exactly what happened. So they did have to eat crow on that. And so now the blame game has come up. And the mayor's trying to blame it on certain members of the council. And the council's putting it back on the mayor. And there's calls for criminal investigations and all the back and forth. And so to your point, no, I do not think that politicians are typically the type of people that like to accept responsibility for certain things. I think they're the kind of people who try to obfuscate and point you in different directions.
We're speaking with Jack Posobiec, One America News Network host and very, very prominent on Twitter, at Jack Posobiec. We'll follow him there. Everything in 2020 has to be viewed through the lens of it being an election year. And every day that we grow closer to November 3rd, we have to have a heightened sense about what people are doing and saying and how it factors into what people decide to do on November 3rd. Is this idea of reimagining police something that is going to matter to these people in these communities, the talking heads, not the communities, because it seems to me that the actual communities involved here are really the last people to be talked to and asked about this issue. But is this going to matter to these individuals on November 4th, after the votes have been cast, after the election has been decided? Are we still going to be fully dedicated to reimagining public safety?
Well, you know, we'll see. We certainly saw a lot of these sort of community policing type stories in the run up to through 2015 and 2016, and then they sort of disappeared only to reemerge again here in 2020. But look, this idea of reimagining the police, the Trump campaign, and if I can put an objective hat on for a second here, that ad they released about someone trying to call 911 in the middle of an emergency and them getting a message saying no one's available to talk to you right now because the police have been defunded. That was devastating. And that goes directly to those suburban voters. That goes to older voters. That is the kind of thing, law and order, safety and stability, that is the kind of thing that really causes voters to convert. And you know, we're in the midst of a national emergency, an international emergency right now with the pandemic. I actually saw a tweet yesterday, which I'd love to take credit for, but it totally wasn't mine. I can't remember the name of the person. But so I retweeted it, and the comment was, do you remember how panicked you were a few months ago when you couldn't get toilet paper? Now imagine that you can't get a police officer when you call 911.
Yeah. Yeah. It is something that people probably aren't lending as much thoughts to, and the percentage of police officers that we have that are very good. I was saying, I think it was at the end of last week, that we're told that the good protesters that are being sullied by these bad protesters, the rioters. And for some reason, when it comes to the riots, we aren't asking the good protesters to weed out the bad ones. We're supposed to do that with the police officers. You know, the bad police officers are supposed to get rooted out by the good police officers. But for some reason, the good protesters, the peaceful protesters, aren't being asked to tell the rioters to take a hike because they are ruining the reputation of the worthwhile protests that seem to be taken. I want to ask you real quick before we have to let you go about the Washington, D.C. 51st state effort that is underway. It's been passed by the House. It's in the Senate hands. I think we know how this might end. But what are your thoughts on the idea of creating a 51st state with the land that is Washington, D.C.?
Well, as someone who's worked in the D.C. area for about 8 years now, it's really something that I think I can understand why the people who live here would want that. But at the same time, it's a complete backwards look in terms of how the federal district, this federal territory, was created. This was part of it. This was a state at one point. It was part of the state of Maryland. And it was then carved out so that it would be a federal territory that was not subject to the issues that would pertain to statehood. It was meant to be separate, and that has to do with the actual underpinning of our federal system of government. This is called federalism. Actually, what it means is that the states came together to create the federal government. So the district here is a federal territory, a creation of that, just in the same sense that our federal government was a creation of the states. However, I also happened to talk to a D.C. tour guide that I was meeting with the other day. He runs D.C. Black Tours. And I asked him about it because we were doing an interview. And he said, well, I don't think that D.C. should become a state at all. I said, really? Why is that? He said, no, we should become a federal territory like Guam. And I said, Guam? Why do you want to become like Guam? He said, because I don't want to pay income tax anymore.
There you go. That's the smart way to go about it. That makes sense.
And I said, well, you give it this. It's a very pragmatic guy.
Yeah, for sure. Jack, thank you for coming on with us. I'd love to get your insight because we know that you are on the ground and seeing these things from a firsthand place. And we like to share that with our listeners. So thanks, Jack. Always good to talk to you.
Thanks so much, Annie.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK. It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.